listening to Mastro and Sermon on House of MNSN. We are back. Thank you, Joseph, for your segment. It's always greatly appreciated. Everybody in the chat room, hope you're doing well. If you have any questions you would like to ask us, you can email us at houseofmsn.
MNSN.
We have to write it down.
Read it off the sign.
You can't see that far. Okay, I can see that far. And we will try to answer. If you have any question you would like to ask Master Noel, Sir Mark, or Boy Neil, don't be shy. Now, we have a Train to Own. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do.
Do I know who that is?
You probably do, yeah. Somebody off it's no one that we've met.
Okay.
It's just somebody from, I want to say eBay. Oh, my God. I'm so
eBay.
Somebody from eBay. I bought him.
I bought this one on eBay.
actually, from Yahoo Chat that I've been talking to for quite a while.
Okay.
So
that's
he's
good.
The one that you've spoken to him before, Sir Mark. And as he, we'll go back to that.
You know
who it is.
Okay. I wish we could have, like, you're on MSN. You know, you have the picture beside.
Okay, these are our free apps, okay? I'm doing my best.
So is MSN, but, I'm really bad with names and stuff, unless they're really good friends like the Tartlet Twins and all of that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was Pink that was just playing. Now, that is a girl, you got to give it to her.
I'd give it to her.
Oh, I'd give it to her, too. And she'd give it back. I mean, she's great, and she's great for gay rights and so forth. And, okay, somebody's got a question, Gay Dragon. There's a question, Sir Mark.
As a title holder, what would you recommend to those who are title holders or whom volunteer for the community about how to make time for yourself? That's a really good question.
Make sure, and I said it to you, to say no, not to be afraid to say no. When you get a title, let people know before. Like when I won my title, Eastern Canada Leather Sir 2010, I told them, look, we live in Niagara Falls. My business is in Toronto. We are in, I am in Toronto normally Tuesday to Friday or Wednesday to Saturday 1 week. We have a summer place in the summer. I can come in as long as I have notice. You let me know when the events are. I will put in my calendar and I'll make sure to be here. But do not call me last minute and expect me to be there because that is not going to happen. So A lot of people who have titles forget that you are already giving a whole lot of your time, but it needs to be talked prior winning the title, that you are only going to be available for X amount of times and so forth, because it costs a lot of money to be involved in having a title and traveling and so forth. So you got to be willing to know how much you're willing to spend or how much time can you afford to take away from your relationship. Or I had a previous title that it actually killed my 7-year relationship, financially and emotionally, because I was gone.
Oh, is that when you started the biggest cocksucker?
I wish.
Is that new
wish.
Show on A&E or whatever it is?
No.
Such a show, the biggest cocksucker?
Boy, Neil.
Probably on the internet somewhere.
And yours would be, how fast can your legs go in the air?
So, to answer your question, really, is make sure that you call, you specify and you tell them, look, if I win the title, I can give you guaranteed 1 weekend a month.
So what you're saying is you set this up before.
Yes. They can't say to you, well, you said no, actually. I said this, and you agreed to it.
Some contests do dictate, though, that you have to do this, this, and this. You have to do 3 charity events. You have to do this, this, and this, and this as a minimum.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay, too. Just because it's a minimum, it doesn't mean that can't be the maximum,
no.
too.
Yeah, and I was lucky. I mean, our sponsors and the producers of my contest are amazing. Brandon and are incredible individuals. You do what you can, and don't worry about it.
But the thing is, if you had won international, that would have changed everything, Mark.
Oh, yeah, and anybody who wins an international title, you can speak to them after their year is over. They're exhausted.
Boy,
Ian
just couldn't wait till it'd be done.
Yes, because it costs a lot of money, and you have to be on all the time, and it really gets to you. And people don't get it; they really don't get it till you are a title holder. Thank you for your question, Joseph.
As for the volunteer side of it, if you're somebody that volunteers for the community, I mean, to me, this is volunteering for the community. We don't get paid to do this. And I think that we do open a lot of dialogue for some people. We make people think. To me, this is kind of part of volunteering. Yeah, we do the thing every the third Saturday of every month as a kink thing. And again, it may not be working, at a soup kitchen or a hospice or whatever, but different types of volunteering, they're all valid ways to do it.
And there's different way to volunteer. I mean, call a group or an organization that is important to you and say, look, I have one night a week, or I could do phone calls or fundraising event that I can answer for phones and so forth. Tell them what you are able and capable of doing and willing of doing, and do it. A lot of people forget that.
And pick something that's fun for you to do.
For you,
enjoy.
We hate doing this. We hate talking. Or something that's going to challenge you that, might help you later on deal with something else to make you feel a bit more comfortable about, something in particular.
Yep.
And volunteering doesn't have to be, 2,200 hours a month. It can only be half an hour a day. It could be just taking your next door lady outside, or shoveling her grass,
Wow, is that like mowing her lawn?
mowing her lawn or taking her garbage
tossing
out.
Her
I mean,
salad?
No. Yeah, you know,
tossing
I mean,
her salad.
What if
she's not? What if she's not a vegetarian?
Isn't that a term, mowing the lawn, for a woman? Trimming down there.
Volunteering comes in all kinds of shape and forms, and as long as you are helping and doing something for somebody else, that's what it's about.
And again, if you're going to enter into a contest, get a hold of the rules. Make sure that you know what you're getting into. Don't think, I'm just going to do this once a week. For all you know, it's like you need to be there every Saturday from, 6 to 8 or something. Make sure you understand what you're getting into, period. Yeah.
For sure.
Wow, that was a good question.
It was. Thank you.
You know what? We went a little bit over with the with Joseph's segment, but we still got to make room for the commercials because, it's what pays the bills, he says kind of jokingly. So we're going to have to take another break. Great. Ask us another question. We love questions. It helps us along. We hopefully are going to be able to get to, does porn help straight men accept gays? Just look into that one when we come back.